If you want to see me, you will not do this. You will make an appointment.
Dr. Green, how can you diagnose someone as an obsessive compulsive disorder and then act as though I had some choice about barging in?
I can help you if you take responsibility to keep regular
appointments. You changed the room around.
2 years ago.
Do you know how hard it was for me to come here?
Yes.
I changed just one pattern, as you always said I should.
And if you're struggling in your life, whether it's obsessive compulsive disorder, maybe you're washing your hands all the time without reason to do so. It's not that someone in your house is sick. Or maybe you're counting. You have to count to a certain number, or you have to have everything in order in your house. Maybe the cans have to be lined up alphabetically. The canned soups, you know, Campbell's is C, and you go on and on like that. If you're struggling with a problem like that, that's one of the many issues that you can call me about and ask me a question on. I'm Dr. Ellen Kenner. My show is The Rational Basis of Happiness. My number is toll-free, 1-877-DR-KENNER. That's toll-free, 1-877-DR-KENNER. And my website is drkenner.com. You can listen to podcasts. You can read books that I recommend. And you can read articles that I've written. And right now I want to turn to the phones and welcome welcome Chastity. Is that your name?
Yes.
You're having problems with your 3-year-old?
Yes, I have a 3-year-old that is raging and just very, like, a lot of anger problems and says I hate you and is being mean to kids at daycare and.
Okay, and is this a new problem, or is this a boy or a girl?
It's a boy.
It's a boy. And give me a brief summary of the history.
Well, I think he has a dad that's kind of in and out of his life due to addiction, and so I'm kind of wondering if it's from that and what I can do to, like, help him work through the anger.
Okay, anger is the emotion that says, it's not fair, it's not fair. So when you have a 3-year-old, they don't have the ability that an adult has to be able to express fully what's not fair, but they still can say, Joey took my toy, or Daddy's not here. Where's Daddy? It's not fair. The kids are teasing me at school. It's not fair. So what do you suspect is going on? What do you think might be going through your son's mind that is triggering the emotion of not just a mild, oh, it's not fair, but a huge, it's not fair?
Maybe just, I don't know, being left out, just. I don't know. I just see it a lot being because of, you know, his dad was around for the first 2 years of his life consistently, and about the last year it's gone from seeing him all the time to
seeing
once
him
a month, maybe.
Okay.
If he's lucky.
What does he say? What does your son say about that? Does he express anything about that? Does he say, where's Daddy? Can't I see Daddy? It's
Where's Daddy? And it seems to me like he's always looking for reassurance, like, I love you, I love you, like, telling me I love you a lot and saying, you Daddy?
Say it again. He says what, where's Daddy?
Yeah, ask where he's at and if he loves him, and tells me he loves me a lot. I think he's, like, just looking for a lot of reassurance. I just don't know, like, what to do with the anger, because it's really not even controllable when he gets angry.
Okay, tell me what he does. Well, first, let's talk about the reassurance first. I think that's a really important point. When any of us feel insecure, when you feel insecure, maybe at work or maybe even with parenting, it's nice to have somebody just pat you on the back and recognize the good things you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you can work with him and help him develop his mind, whether it's with reading or and just play, you know, just playing with him. If he gets that attentiveness from you, he may not need to develop, he may be able to break that pattern a little bit, or at least put a beginning dent in it, so that he isn't being heavy on you, meaning, Mom, do you love me? Do you love me? Do you love me? I mean, when kids do that, the parents want to push them away. Of course I love you. What are you doing? You know, don't be so needy. But it sounds like he could use extra hugs.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Oh, and the second part, what triggers his rage? Because that's the word you used. He was raging.
Just anything. Like when we take him to daycare in the morning, he screams, and she informed me today that he's like saying the F word to her, and I hate you, and just like he does this little intimidating, like moves his head in a really intimidating way at you, and like makes his eyes big, like tries to get you to flinch when he does it.
Yeah.
And just if you tell him no, he just goes over the edge and starts like screaming, I hate you. And
so the no is the trigger. He's got something that's going on, and he'll start screaming, he'll start swearing, he'll push people away. He's doing this to the teacher or to other kids?
He's been taking toys away from other kids at daycare. He's been doing it to the daycare lady the last few days. She said that she thought maybe it'd get better, and it was just a phase, but it's getting really bad.
Yeah, you want to be careful with that phrase, it's just a phase. I'm not saying you, because she's the one that said it to you. You want to deal with the actual cause. And if he's screaming, the first thing that I would wonder is, where's he learning this? Where did he learn the F word? You know, he's a three-year-old kid.
Where's he? I know.
And what about this, I hate you? Where is he hearing it from? Are other kids in the daycare bringing this in? Are they taunting him? Is there something that you're not seeing at daycare? Is it possible that he was hurt or even physically or sexually abused? I mean, you want to rule that out. Is that a possibility at all?
Okay. I don't think it's a possibility.
Okay, if you don't really suspect it, I don't want you to go hunting for it. It's just that when you get a lot of anger and a lot of rage and the F word, and I want to find the source. And I might just sit with him and inquire. It's very hard for the parent to do this, but, you know, if you can do this at all, you know, where did you learn that word? I'm curious. As opposed to, I never want to hear you say that again. Then you'll never find out where he learned it. But yeah, where'd you learn this word? When you say I
there's like a lot of kids. I have older kids too, so there's like a lot of kids.
Oh, how many kids? I should have asked you that at the beginning. How many kids in the house?
Three.
Three. How old are the others?
11 and 9, and then him, and he's 3.
Okay, so he could have picked it up from them. So you also want to look at the dynamics with the other kid. Is their father in their life, or is it the same dad?
It's the same dad.
It's the same dad. So they all might be struggling. You may ask them what they've observed. In terms of skills, because we're down to the last 20 seconds here, I would get the book, How to Talk So Kids Will Listen and Listen So Kids Will Talk. I consider that the gold standard. You can go to my website, drkenner.com, and it will teach you methods of how to draw him out so he'll talk more, how to tell him to express his anger in a drawing instead of screaming. You know, when you're real angry, talk to your sister if you're angry with her, or tell me what's bothering you in words rather than screaming. And you help give him the skills. Listen, thank you so much for your call.
Yep.
I'm Dr. Ellen Kenner on The Rational Basis of Happiness.
Here's an excerpt from The Selfish Path to Romance, The Serious Romance Guidebook by clinical psychologist Dr. Ellen Kenner and co-author Dr. Edwin Locke, who's world famous for his theories in goal setting.
What if, as is often the case, you learn that you and your partner do not like exactly the same methods or techniques of intimacy? This is a common situation. Consider occasionally stepping out of your comfort zone and try experimenting with things your partner likes. There is great selfish pleasure in giving pleasure because you treasure your partner. But if you strongly dislike some activity, your partner needs to fully respect your right to say no. Finding different ways to give one another pleasure is an exciting part of your relationship. And when the relationship is trusting and passionate, partners are usually more willing to experiment.
You can download Chapter 1 for free by going to drkenner.com and buy it at amazon.com.